Hi there, Andrea.
Yes.
Hi, Andrea. I'm calling in regards for an inquiry that was put in for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do you still need some assistance for that?
Well, yeah, I spoke with someone, but I can't find the I'm gonna have to get my medical records from Illinois. I can't find the doctor that had I got the shot from.
No worries. Well, we can first start off by asking you, do you recall ever being diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I had a brain
Oh,
tumor.
you had
I
a
got
brain
a
tumor.
brain tumor back in
I'm
2000.
sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I sure
Would you
did.
like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit? We wouldn't necessarily need the doctor who provided you with the Depo shot. The facility
Well,
name
yeah,
who.
I spoke with someone and but they said that I need. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, no worries. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
All righty. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I
Andrea?
spoke with, I
Okay.
thought this was you guys. I had spoke with someone. They the one told me that I needed, that they really couldn't do anything unless I got the
No worries.
doctor's information.
I am looking at the history here. It does seem like no one spoke to you on our end, on our, with my company that we work with.
Know, some Dunlap or some people, huh?
No worries, no worries. And then, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from
No,
any
I
other law
haven't.
firm or attorney
No.
for this specific matter, or most importantly, haven't signed any documents with another law firm. That's correct,
No.
right? All righty. So
No.
you are willing to affirm. And then, would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yeah,
All right,
myself.
for yourself. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All righty. And then you confirm with me that you were diagnosed with a meningioma, which is a brain tumor, after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yeah.
All righty. And like I said before, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then you said this was a brain tumor, correct? It wasn't on the spine. You said it was brain. All
Brain,
right. I see.
pituitary, right on my pituitary gland.
Oh, really sorry to hear that. What would be the date of your
Yeah.
diagnosis?
This was in 2008, maybe.
2008? Okay.
Yeah, 7 or 8, yeah.
All righty. And then do you recall the month? It can be an estimated date since we
It was
already got the
around
year.
about August. It was around August.
August?
It was in the
Okay.
summer.
Okay. Well, is it best to say the 1st of August of 20 of 2008?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries. I'm gonna put that down for you. And then it's asking what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI scan, both, or other?
Well, I'll say both.
Both? Okay.
Both. It was a CT and an MRI.
I see. All righty. And then what would be your date of birth?
8/18/1964.
You said it was 8/18/1964?
Yes.
All right, thank you for that. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by the Depo Provera?
No.
No worries. Put in a here for you. And then did you consume, use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yeah.
All righty, so you did use the name brand. And then it's asking which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, generic Mendroxy, I can't really pronounce that, but
I
do you
think it's the sub. I think it's the one you just
sub-Q?
said.
The sub-Q
Yeah.
one? Okay, thank you for that. Yeah, the third one was just generic, so you didn't take the generic brand, correct?
I don't think so,
You don't
no.
think so? Okay, no worries. And then, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yep.
All righty. And then, within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections before being diagnosed?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Okay, no worries. And then did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I used it. I started that in 1994, maybe.
1994 is when you started. Okay, let me write that down, okay? Started and stopped. Okay. Because that was going to be my next question for the usage year. So you did use it after the year 1992. So that would be a yes. And then you said you
Yeah.
start. Yeah, no worries. So you said you started
I
in
used it for
19.
like 3 years.
Okay. So you said you started in 1994. What would be an estimated month to put down there for the month you started in 1994?
I'd say maybe about February.
February. Okay. Is it safe to put the 1st of February?
Sure.
Alrighty. So I put February 1st, 1994 is when you first started. What would it be the year you stopped using the depot?
96.
96. Okay, so you said it was 3 years.
Because it blew me up. I started getting real fat.
No worries. No worries. Yeah, that is one of the symptoms I've heard a lot of depot users say, which is weight gain or weight loss. So, yeah, that is one of the symptoms. So I see why you stopped. So it would be 1996. And again, same question. What would be the best of your knowledge, the month in 1996 to put down there when you stopped?
I'm going to say about April.
April? Okay. No worries. April 1st, 1996 is safe to say?
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you for that. All righty. All right. And then just for the recording, can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then the spelling of your first name I have here is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. I'm just going to put that down here for you. Capitalize. All right. And do you have a middle name?
No.
No? Okay. And then I have your last name here as Austin, spelled as A-U-S-T-I-N.
Right.
Thank you so much for that. Put that down here. Austin. And then what is your marital status? Would it be single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single? Okay. Alrighty. And then if applicable, is there any suffix in your name, like a junior, senior, the second, nothing like that?
No.
Alrighty. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up your medical records, can you please provide me with your social security? And if you don't feel comfortable giving me your full social, it's okay to just get the last four.
Okay. 9445.
9445. Okay. And I have an email here on file. Just confirm if it's correct. It's your first name, Andrea, and then your last name, Austin, 48, the number 8, and then @gmail.com.
Right.
Thank you so much. Then your primary phone number I have on file here, I have 920-941-0861.
Right.
Thank you so much. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. All right. Bear with me here. You know how you asked me earlier you didn't recall the name of the doctor who provided you the depot shots? I'm 100% sure we can move on. I just want to make sure with my superior, okay? But I'm 100% sure we can move on with your case, okay? Just bear with me. All right, thank you for that, Andrea. I just confirmed we could move on. So so what's going to happen now, I'm almost done here with the intake. Just a few more questions here. As soon as I hit the submit button, it's going to send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. As soon as you sign those documents, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps, okay? What would be the best contact preference for you from when the attorneys reach out to you? Would it be phone, text, or email?
Yes.
I would prefer
a text.
A text? Okay. That's your own preference, okay? So it doesn't really matter. So I'll put down text for you, okay? And then what would be the best time of day for you to be expecting that text? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
Okay. All righty. And then can you please provide me with your home address?
509 Lakeside Terrace.
Oh, start over. I'm sorry. It glitched out a little.
1509 Lakeside Terrace.
Lakeside.
Apartment 2. Lakeside Terrace.
How do you spell terrace? Oh, I found it. T-R-R-A-C-E. Terrace. Is it Watertown?
Yes.
Oh, I found it here.
I'm in apartment 2.
Apartment 2. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. I put that down here. So I have 1509 Lakeside Terrace, apartment 2, Watertown for the city, Jefferson County, Wisconsin,
right.
53094. Thank you.
Correct.
Thank you so much for that, Andrea. And then do you by any chance recall the diagnosing doctor name? So not the one who provided you the depo, but the doctor who told you you were diagnosed with a meningioma.
Oh, goodness.
Take your time.
I'm thinking doctor. I don't know if that UW Hospital in here in Wisconsin.
UW Hospital.
It was a neurologist there.
Okay.
I can't remember his name.
Okay,
the
no
neurologist.
Worries.
Neurologist. Mm-hmm.
So you said that was in what hospital? UW.
UW. Hospital? Uh-huh.
UW Hospital in Wisconsin.
Yep.
I found it here. UW Health University Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
It's in 600 Highland Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53792.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So you're not really 100% sure who diagnosed you, right? Like the name of your doctor?
I can't remember the name.
No worries. I'll put down just the facility name, okay?
Okay.
For the doctor name.
I mean, I got it in my record somewhere, but I don't have it on hand right now.
I believe I can put that in the additional notes. Let's see here. Yeah, I have an additional note that towards the end of the intake, I will put that down, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So right now, since you don't recall, I'll just put down the hospital name when it's asking for the diagnosing doctor name.
Yeah.
UW Health University Hospital. I got the address
mm-hmm.
right here, 600 Highland Avenue. Perfect.
Yeah, they were the one who removed it.
Oh, so you got treated and diagnosed there, it sounds like, correct?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you sound like you're doing a little bit better, Andrea. How
are
you doing today?
Yeah. They caught it in time.
Perfect. I'm really glad they did.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't cancerous, thank God.
Thank God, yeah. Quick question. Was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Thank God. I'll put down no.
Yeah.
And then it's asking for the treating doctor name, but I'll put down the same thing, UW Health University Hospital, since you don't recall at the moment, okay?
They have all the records.
Oh, okay. I see. Alrighty.
See,
and
when
she...
I got the shot, mm-hmm. I was in Illinois. I was in Chicago. I was living in Chicago when I was getting that depo shot.
Oh, okay. I see.
And the clinic is not there anymore. I tried to look up his name, but the clinic isn't there anymore.
Oh, I see. So is that where you were getting your depo prescribed?
Yes.
I see. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. If it's not there anymore, I could still look it up and see what it changed to now. Let's see here. What was it called?
I remember. It was just a family clinic.
Family clinic.
And it was on, it was on 81st and Cottage Grove.
84th and College.
81st.
81st.
Uh-huh.
81st. Okay, thank you for that. 81st
and
Street.
I looked it up. It's all boarded up, yeah.
Let me look it up.
But back then, he was the doctor. He was taking care of everybody back then.
No worries. I'm trying to see if I can find it here.
This is like an Arab dude.
Arab. Wisconsin.
Arab.
Okay, so I put Family Clinic and I put 81st Street, Wisconsin to see what comes up.
No, 81st Cottage Grove. This
College Grove.
Cottage,
oh, yes.
C-O-T-T.
Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
C-O-T-T-A-G-E, Cottage Grove, Illinois.
Illinois.
Chicago.
That's what I missed out on. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
College Grove, Illinois.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Chicago, Illinois. Got you.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes up. U Chicago Medical Cottage Grove. Let's see here.
because I went past it like a couple of months ago and it was boarded up.
Boarded up. Okay, so you said the name of it was called Family, or is it Friend Family Health?
I don't know. It could have been. I don't remember. It was just a family clinic that all the families went to, to get their kids shots and get our depo gynae.
He
was a gynecologist and a regular doctor and a pediatrician. Yeah, he was a gynecologist, pediatrician.
All righty. All righty.
I was thinking of asking my doctor if he could get my medical records. Could you guys get my medical records?
Illinois? Yeah, no, they should be able to get all your medical records. With that last four of your social you provided, your date of birth, and then with you giving the consent, with those documents I'm going to be sending to you after we're done here.
Uh-huh.
Because we're almost done. All I need here, because I already got your, all I need here is just a prescribing doctor name, but we could put down just the facility name. And that's basically it. All I'm just going to need is just to ask you, or let me just ask you this, and then we'll go back to the prescribing information, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
No worries.
No worries.
That's what I need.
No, yeah, you're good. But my next question here would be, if you were to be able to obtain those medical records, first, before I ask that, you do know those medical records exist, though, correct? That's 100% sure. You do that? Yeah, exactly. So if you were to able to obtain those medical records, how would you be able to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail, electronically, or both?
Mail?
Okay. No worries. And then... we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, Andrea, this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Sure.
And then do they live with you or does not live with you?
No, does not live with me.
Okay, does not live with you. Okay, let me put that down. All right, and then what would be their first name?
Jamel, J-A-M-E-L.
Jamel, okay. And then what would be their last name? I'm going to just put their initial of their last name.
Austin, like my son.
Okay. Also, it would be your son because it was asking for the relationship of the emergency contact. That would be your son.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for answering that. And then what would be his phone number?
920-815-5635.
Gotcha. I'm going to repeat this one more time, okay? I got 920-815-5635.
Right.
Thank you so much. And then it's asking for the emergency contact email. Would you just want to put down your email, or is it okay to put his email? Okay. No worries. I'll put down yours. Which is AndreaAustin48@gmail.com. Okay. All righty. So that was basically it. All I need to get from you now is just the prescribing facility name. That's what I was trying to figure out for you. I'm trying to help you look for it. I remember you said it was called a family clinic on 81st College Grove in Chicago, Illinois. I'm just trying to find the facility name so we can put it down here on the intake.
And that was back in 94. Yeah, that was back in 1994.
Let's see. All righty. And that was the only place you were getting your depo shot from, right? Like you were getting prescribed. Okay.
Yeah.
What would be the pharmacy name? Do you recall the pharmacy name in Chicago where you picked up the depo?
No, he gave me the shot.
He
administered it to me.
No, I know that. He would pick up the depo shots from that same facility as well, so he wouldn't make you go pick them up from a pharmacy?
No.
Okay, I see. So all I would need then, it's going to be the same information for those both sections then. I would just need the address and the name of that facility, but I'm having a hard time looking for it. Let me check
out. Right, me too.
No worries.
I've been trying.
Maybe even the name it changed to, but I'm trying to find it. Let's see if
Mayhem.
Because that's literally all I need. And then I can send these documents over to you because you did a great job. We literally flew through the whole intake. All I need to know is just the...
That's what the last person I talked to, they couldn't help me because we couldn't get the name of the doctor.
That shouldn't be an issue. The doctor's name shouldn't be an issue. The only issue here is just the name of the place. That's it.
The name of the clinic. Yeah, it was a family clinic.
But I'll help you find it, okay? Let's see here. We'll go to maps. All righty.
You can go back to like 1994 and see what clinic was there?
Well, no. I'm going to go on the, because you said it was on 81st Street. I'm going on maps.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to see what's on 81st Street. Any like.
It's a supermarket on the corner. I know that.
Oh, that's going to help. Hold up. Let me see.
Yeah, it's a supermarket right there on 81st and Cottage. Cottage. Cottage Grove. There's a supermarket on the corner.
Cottage Grove Heights, Chicago, Illinois?
Not Heights, just Cottage Grove. 81st.
Okay.
8100 South Cottage Grove.
South Cottage. All right, thank you for that. Let me look that up.
I looked it up, and I did the map thing, and I saw there's a supermarket. It's been there for years.
81.
Maybe they could know what the name. I don't know. But, yeah, that supermarket been there a long time, too.
No worries.
Because if you look on the maps, you're going to see it's a gas station across the street, and you're going to see a supermarket.
You said Cottage Grove?
Mm-hmm.
1800 South Cottage Grove, Chicago, Illinois.
What do you mean, 1800? No, not 1800.
No, 81st. 81ST. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. No, I'm on the maps. I'm on the maps. I'm on it. I'm on South Cottage Grove Avenue and 81st Street. Alrighty. Just trying to see if there's a supermarket bar here.
I don't know if it's Avenue. I just know it's 81st Street.
It would still come up, though, if I Google it. Let me see here, because I'm looking it up on maps.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it popped up when I did it. I looked it up, it popped right up. Man, I had wrote it down. Where is this paper at? I got.
You're fine.
Let me see. So I wrote the address down, and it was that paper. And it came up on the map.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm.
Cottage Grove Health Center.
81st between 8091 and 8099. It's right there. 8091 South Cottage Grove. Try that.
Try what?
8091 South Cottage Grove.
8091.
South Cottage Grove.
Yeah, no, I got that. 8091 South Cottage Grove Avenue, and then I'm going to put hospital after. It came up as a U Chicago Medicine Cottage Grove. It's 5500 South Cottage Grove Avenue. Let's see here.
There's nothing there anymore. It's boarded up.
No, I know. I just want to know if the old one, because the old ones would still come up, like the hospital that used to be there. It would still show the history and try to see if I can.
Yeah, it was a clinic. It wasn't a hospital. It was just
the
clinic.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a small clinic.
Bear with me here. Tell us if I can find it.
I wish I could find my kids' old shop records. His name probably would be on it. I looked, but I can't find them. Yeah. Took my kids there. We used to all go there.
Righty. All right. And you said the name was what clinic again? I'm sorry.
I think it was just family.
Family clinic?
Yeah.
All right. Because I look up the address and I put family clinic afterwards. But I see what comes up. Community, it might be this one. Is it on 8425 South Cottage Grove Avenue? It's called TCA Health. Channel community it's called Community Family Practice.
I don't know, it's not there anymore, like I said.
Yeah, it's not there anymore, I see.
No, it's boarded up. It's not a practice at all anymore.
Right.
There. But it was back when I got the shot. Back in 94 or 95.
Yeah, because this one, let's see here. Let me see
where this is. It's there now. Like I said, it's boarded up. It was a submarine shop on the corner, and then the family practice was right next to it, and both of those are boarded up.
Yeah, this one's community family practice. It might be this one because it doesn't say it's open. It says no reviews, medical clinic, community family practice. It's on, it's South Cottage Grove Avenue. It's by, let's see here, it's by, let me see what it's nearby, maybe, you know, bring you back some memory. It's by a Harvey Memorial Community Church. See here, it's by, because everything has changed, you know, it's been already some couple
right.
of years.
Right.
Let's see here.
No, boy, I do know it's a supermarket right there on the corner. Right there on the corner of 81st Street.
Right there in the corner of 81st Street. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So 80th, should I say? 80th and Cottage Grove.
Oh yeah, I'm in the map. So I'm on 80th and 81st Street. I'm in between those two.
Do you see the supermarket? There's a supermarket right on the corner.
Let's see here.
It's called Paradise Supermarket. I wrote it down.
Oh, there you go. Paradise. Let me look that up.
Paradise Supermarket. It's right there on the corner. Then to the left of the supermarket, that's where the clinic used to be. Yeah, Paradise Supermarket is the name of it.
Thank you for that. That's gonna help.
Hey, girl. Get out of my bed. I'm sorry. You're good. Talking to my bad dog.
Okay, I see Paradise now. And I know you are completely right. It is in the corner of 81st and 80th.
Okay. Now, as you move to the left, that's where the clinic used to be. There was a Subway sandwich place right there on the corner, and then next to that.
Oh, there's a cottage clinic pharmacy. I found it right here. It's next to CYT's Italian. It's literally right in front of Paradise Supermarket.
Right. It's all boarded up. They got all that boarded
up.
Oh,
you are completely right. You are completely right.
I found it.
We found it. Yep. It is completely boarded up and even has a picture right now and it looks all boarded up.
Correct. And then right next to it, all of it's boarded up. That's where the clinic was, next to that submarine place.
There we go. We found it. Thank you so much. The Paradise thing really helped. The supermarket.
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. All right. Thank you so much for that. So I found it. We're going to put it down here for you, okay? Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Thank you for bearing with me, okay? I know it was a struggle trying to find it, so I apologize for that. I apologize. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Just putting this all down here for you, okay? The important thing is we got all the accurate information, okay?
Okay.
And it even has their old phone number here. 773-651-3535. Okay.
Wow.
Yep. Pharmacy name, Cottage Clinic Pharmacy. Got it right here. Alrighty, the address is right here, which is 8055 South Cottage Grove Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60619. Perfect. Mm. I got the phone number here. Alrighty, yeah. So I got everything here that's needed. Alright, so bear with me. I'm just going to go over all the things I filled out here on the intake. Make sure I didn't leave anything blank on my end. So bear with me here, okay? I'm going to put you like on a 30-second to a minute hold. And you did a great job, by the way, okay, Andrea?
Okay,
bear with
thanks.
Me. Yeah, you're welcome. Bear with me.
Well, come here. Yes. Move, babe. You got to do all that, bud.
All righty. I'm sending these over right now. I just want to confirm your birthday one more time.
August 18th, 1964.
Perfect. That's what I got. 8/18/1964. Thank you for that. Got that correct? Yep. I got everything filled up. All right, sending this through text and an email as well. So sending that right now. Hit the submit button just now.
You sending me a, oh.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. Going to be under, it just said successfully sent. It's under a Guadalupe at MassTortStrategies.com.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then while you look at those documents, I sent it through text and email. It's a link. Which you click on the link and it guides you to those documents. After you sign those documents, attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps. But while you look for those documents and sign them, I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to you, providing you with the attorney information, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for that. All right, and then I sent you a text as well on my direct number just now, okay? But you can check that out later.
Okay.
All right, and then I'll be on mute on my end. If you have any questions on signing the documents, just feel free to call me over, okay?
I think I'm done here.
Okay, let me refresh it on my end. Did it make you click the finish button? It should say finish when you finish. When you get all the required signature fields, it should let you press finish. It still says waiting on the documents on your end, so I believe...
It says sign. Sign. I'm trying to sign, but I don't know. Sign where? There's my signature.
Perfect.
There is my signature.
Is it saying to adopt and sign on each field, or?
Yeah, I'm signing. I sign, and you're awesome. Wait a minute. Now it says finish.
Oh, there you go.
Finish.
There you go. Yeah, as soon as you click that finish button, it'll come on my end.
Okay. copy is valid. I signed it, signature pending. Yeah, I signed it.
All right, let me refresh it, okay, Andrea?
Okay.
Yeah, it's still saying waiting for Andrea Austin's document. Let's see here. Did you do it through the text message or the email I sent?
Text.
To the text one? Yeah, it should work still. What is it showing up on your screen?
Print name. Oh, God, you know, authority. I'm trying to make sure I got all the signatures.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Client signature.
Yeah, it won't let you finish until you get all of them.
Right, I got the client signature accepted. Got my name, address, Watertown, okay. Drew Austin, signature date. Okay, check one, yes, with the initials. And now at the bottom it says signature and date. There's my signature. It's dated. Print. Or what is that? Signature of patient. My signature is there.
Perfect.
Initials there. Let's see. Please scan paper. No. Signature is here. Signature of patient or legal representative, name, date, and then it has finished. Wait, maybe I hit next. Select initial to initial. Next, wait a minute. I guess I'm missing something. Oh, initial. There we go. It was my initial thing. All right, finished. I just finished signing. Finished.
Perfect. There you go, Andrea. Oh,
it was the initial thing.
That was missing? Yeah, yeah, it says completed now. As soon as you did the initial thing, it said completed. No, you did a great job, Andrea.
Okay,
no worries.
Thanks.
No, you're welcome. So, like I said before, Andrea, basically what's going to happen now, since you already completed the signing portion, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps, okay? So it shouldn't take too long. Since you already signed them already, it shouldn't take too long. A couple of business days is all it should take. But if you have any questions or concerns in regards to your case, feel free to call or text me on that direct number where I provided the attorney information. Did you receive that text? It's on the 949 area code? Perfect. Yeah. Now that's going to be my direct number, okay, Andrea? So feel free to text or call me, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Andrea. Before I let you go, any more, any other questions you may have for me before I let you go?
No, honey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Andrea. Well, you have a blessed day, and you have a great
you
day.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Bye.